let's cuddle. We are in my office, and I'm back to oil my fresh waxed pussy again. I just got finished doing some chores in the garden, so let me take off what I was wearing. I've got an oversized band t-shirt on. Easily one of yours. Blue jean shorts. Lacy panties. Forgive me if I'm not slow on the tees this time. I just really, really need to come. So while I was out there listening to audio, like I do, you know, I was thinking about how easy it is sometimes to go from 0 to 60 when suddenly you realize you have an opportunity to come really hard, or something just triggers your imagination. Oh God, it feels so good just to glide my hands over it. Oh God. Oh, inside my thighs. Oh, just the skin itself is so good. Oh my God. You ask about a time someone triggered me. Someone getting me. When I least expected it. And I thought about when I used to work at an office. I kept it mostly to myself, you know, that I'm like this. I didn't flirt with my coworkers or make trouble. Kind, if maybe a little aggressive in my what I wanted. I worked in tech and I was often software adjacent. I would persuasive if I need it to be, you know. Really good looking nerds on my team. One time we were working late and I had a puzzle I was stuck on, and at the time I had a standing desk, so, you know, I would be working on my posture and not always paying attention. And because I liked looking out of the window, it meant that my back was mostly to the door, which I hated. Because it meant that people could sneak up on me. But, you know, for the most part, I didn't mind. But I don't know what it was, but that day I was wearing something cute. Short for the summer. I'm almost always a jeans and a t-shirt kind of girl, unless the weather is fair, and then, a sundress, always, and I was wearing something with flowers and breezy. So when he came up behind me and put his mouth in my ear, I shuddered. Oh, fuck. And he said, "Looks good." Which was a lie, but you caught me off guard. And I stepped back right into him. Oh, he had to be a foot taller than me. Just the way that he said it, like he knew he could spook me, and then, you know, at that point, I was just flustered. Oh. He would tease me all the time. I would pretend like it didn't affect me. My clit sucker in my hands. Fuck, I just... Fuck. Oh, put me back with his hands and told me to show him where I was stuck. He leaned over me and took my mouse and made me explain to him slowly and clearly exactly what was wrong, and it was an aquaria. Join problems. My databases weren't speaking the same language, and I knew what I wanted to do. I wanted to predict the future with next to nothing, because I knew it was possible if I just tinkered. Long enough, and he laughed at me. He told me I wanted the impossible, and I said it didn't matter. Oh, and he purred. Oh, he purred. I could smell him. As he whispered in my ear, told me what to try differently, told me what I've done was clever. All I could think about was him reaching his hand under my skirt and just playing with me, noticing how I was falling apart. How I need him inside of me. That moment I couldn't think about anything else. I just needed to come. I needed it so bad. I wanted to beg him. Slip under my desk. Suck in my clit. Make me scream. To fuck me so badly, bend me over my desk, pull my hair, use me until I couldn't think anymore. Oh, come Making me become stupid. I'm so close. Fuck. I just need a little bit more. Oh, goddamn. Oh, God. Oh, I need you inside me. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, God. Oh, fuck.
Oh my God.
So I was just coming the whole time, thinking about sucking, just sucking me off like that. This one time I did let him sleep under my desk, though. That's why he got me. Not under the desk I was at, of course, but I let him. I had an office with a door and a sitting desk and a standing desk, and he was like, "Hey, can I sleep under the sitting desk for a couple of hours just to hide sleep?" And I looked at him and I said, "Oh, buddy, of course. If you want to sleep under my desk, that's fine. Your secret is safe with me." Oh. Don't sleep with your coworkers. Never told him that he like accidentally turned me on once. He had to have known. He had to have known. I tried to hide it, be cool, but I know I was blushing. Thankfully, I had the puzzle to distract us, so I could at least redirect it. But yeah, I don't know that that story made any sense, but I would daydream about him all the time. Don't you do that? People you know, people you meet, people you see, I just always writing erotic friend fiction about them in my mind. Little stories about, you know, what we'd get up to. Oh. let's cool off in the garden for a minute. Maybe my mind will come back online. Tell me if you want more stories or erotic friend fiction or whatever. And I'll make sure to record again real soon.